Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to Reflection on this second Sunday after Pentecost, Year B. We use the collect and readings for Proper 5. The readings for today, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 4 to 20, Psalm 138, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to chapter 5, verse 1, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 3, verse 20 to 35. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give You glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that You are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek Your presence and desire Your infilling. We long to offer worship that has not focused on ourselves, not on our need, but on Your glory. Lord, Your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We adore You here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we thank You for Your presence with us, and we praise You for Your glory that reaches the heavens. We thank You for Your people who meet to worship in every time and place. We praise You for the millions of Your people who have faithfully met to sing Your praises, and for those all over the world who turn to You today. We thank You that You have invited us to join with Your people in time and eternity to give You glory. Amen. We have the hymn, CPWI 246, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. We pray the collect for proper five, followed by our parish prayer. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A House Divided. A House Divided. Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, carried out a ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing. An important part of his ministry of healing involved exorcism, that is, driving out demons from those who were possessed. In fact, his first act of healing recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28, was driving out an unclean spirit. The unclean spirit recognized him. Mark records that the man cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus responded, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of the man. Mark chapter 1, verses 24 to 26. Exorcism was an essential part of Jesus' ministry, for it demonstrated that the kingdom of God was taking over the world that was under Satan's control. Mark records that when Jesus appointed 12, whom he called apostles, in addition to sending them out to proclaim the message, he gave them authority to cast out demons. Mark chapter 3, verse 15. When the scribes came from Jerusalem to spy on Jesus, they saw that Jesus, in their eyes, had committed blasphemy by presuming to forgive sins. He ate with tax collectors and sinners. He allowed his disciples to breach the Sabbath laws, and he himself did the same. So they concluded that whatever he was doing was not of God. He had to be controlled by Satan. They accused Jesus of being controlled by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons, and by the authority of Beelzebub, he was casting out demons. Mark chapter 3, verse 22. Jesus responded by calling the scribes to him and saying, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come." Mark chapter 3, verses 24 to 26. Satan would not cast out Satan. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A house divided against itself will not be able to stand. A very important lesson for all who call ourselves Christians today. And we're reminded of the saying, united we stand, divided we fall. At the global level, we see Christianity divided into a number of denominations, sects, and cults. In the face of so much division, we have the rapid spread of Islam. Some persons believe that in the not too distant future, Islam will overtake Christianity. Remember, a house divided against itself will not be able to stand. That statement challenges us to look at the state of the Anglican Church in this diocese and stands as a warning for all of us who call ourselves Anglicans. The records will show that we did not display a sense of oneness in our response to our diocesan strategic plan 2016 to 2020. We did not strive together to attain our vision of the new wine vineyard, revealing Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Did we, as one divided church, strive to carry out our mission to give honor and glory to God by making disciples of Jesus Christ, empowering them to live according to the principles of God's kingdom through the ministry and mission of the church? Did we, as a house not divided against itself, strive to live by our core values of love, faithfulness, communication, integrity, reconciliation, worship, service, and accountability? Are our vestries united in their effort to promote the mission and ministry of the church in their respective parishes? Are all our parishioners of one mind and putting all their energy, resources, and effort into that parish project? Or are there some who are just waiting to see it fail? Remember, a house divided against itself will not be able to stand. The lockdown due to COVID-19 has put a greater focus on our families. Members of families are now having to spend long hours together at home. Can we say that at home we are one? There are reports of increased domestic violence and abuse. Our parents, where there are two, of one mind? Our parents and children of one mind? Are we taking the time to play together, to share meals together, to worship together, to pray together? Or are we as families divided by different ideologies, time zones, political views, and beliefs? Do we as families have a common outlook in our response to the pandemic? Do some see it as a time for doubt and fear, while others see it as God moving us in another direction? Do we have family members who feel that the health regulations are curtailing their freedom and disregard them, and others who understand that they are for the common good and are striving to obey? Remember, a house divided against itself will not be able to stand. What about us as individuals? Jesus reminds us that you cannot serve two masters. You will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the world. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Are we as individuals trying to serve two masters? Are we trying to serve God some days or part of the day and the world the rest of the time? Do we have divided loyalties? If we do, then spiritually, we will not be able to stand. We will be overcome by the temptations of the devil, for we will grieve the Holy Spirit. We will not respond to the Spirit's guidance and direction. We cannot live by the flesh and by the Spirit at the same time. A house divided against itself will not be able to stand. What therefore will give us healing and wholeness? A commitment to allow the Holy Spirit to direct our lives. A commitment to ask for God's guidance in matters big or small. A commitment to try to determine God's will for us and to have the courage to do it. A commitment to grow in our faith by emphasis on daily prayer, Bible study, and worship. A commitment to being daily intentional disciples of Christ, striving always and in all things to love God, to love ourselves as God's children, and to love others as we love ourselves. A commitment, wherever the opportunity arises, to initiate and sustain the five marks of mission: to tell, to teach, to tend, to transform, and to treasure God's creation. If we desire to be true disciples of Christ, if we desire to be a part of God's kingdom, we cannot be divided. We must be of one heart, one mind, and one spirit, all for Jesus. We must be one with Christ and with each other. Why? Because a house divided against itself will not be able to stand. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we pray for your church throughout the world, that it may share to the full in the work of your Son, revealing you to men and women, and reconciling men and women to you and to one another, that Christians may learn to love one another and their neighbors as you have loved us, that your church may more and more reflect the unity which is your will and your gift. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, who has called men and women in every land to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, the church of your dear Son, unite us in mutual love across the barriers of race and culture, and strengthen us in our common task of being Christ and showing Christ to the world he came to save. Amen. Creator of rainbows, come through the closed doors of our emotions, mind, and imagination. Come alongside us as we walk. Come to us at work and worship. come to our meetings and councils. Come and call us by name. Call us to pilgrimage. Wounded healer, out of our disunity, may we be remembered. Out of the pain of our division, may we see your glory. Call us from present preoccupation to future community. Spirit of unity, challenge our preconceptions. Enable us to grow in love and understanding. Accompany us on our journey together, that we may go out with confidence into your world as a new creation, one body in you, that the world may believe. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn 842, Bind Us Together. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may our Lord Jesus Christ be near you to defend you, within you to refresh you, around you to preserve you, before you to guide you, beneath you to justify you, above you to bless you. The God who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God forevermore. Amen. We pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week and follow the regulations and be safe. Be blessed. Yes.